Eto na. Nandito na tayo. We are online. We are live on the air. This is Jano Vihiku. Mic test 1-2. This is mic test 1-2. You are listening to Radio Tadhana. We are live on the air. Sige po. Miracle? Hello?
Hello? Hi! Good afternoon from Manila. Hello, this is Miracle, and welcome to Radio Tadhana.
Thank you for joining us in Radio Tadhana, and matagal nang wala ka dito sa himpilan natin sa ating Radio Tadhana station, and we miss you po.
Opo, medyo busy ako, and it's been a very busy season for everyone here in the Philippines. Kasi it's the busiest season, yung Christmas. Alam mo naman how the Filipinos celebrate Christmas here in the Philippines. September pa lang, Christmas na.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been very busy ngayon. How was the Christmas there in Maui?
Ayos naman, parang hindi Christmas. Only it's Christmas pag maraming tao sa store at maraming mga Christmas trees sa mga homes ng mga tao. Tsaka maraming lights in every house. At swerte po yung mga hindi nagkabit ng mga lights kasi they're saving energy. Kaya they're listening to my podcast, Save Energy and Drink Water.
So did you have a lot of gifts? This Christmas did you receive a lot of gifts?
I received some. Most of my gifts are on its way. Nasa mail.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Ako rin, most of my gifts are not sent yet kasi meron akong special project na ginagawa, which is it's worth the wait for the recipients.
I see. And yeah, it's really hard to mail your gifts at this season. Kasi ang dami-dami talaga ngayong mga nag-mail, nagpapadala. Kaya it usually takes a long time to get to the destination.
Well, that's right.
Yun. Kaya, yun. So, I think it will be advisable na pahuli nyo na lang yung mga gifts. Ganun. So, yung mga magpapadala po ng gifts sa amin, we could wait. Okay lang po kami.
Opo.
Ayan.
It's alright lang po kasi it's worth the wait kesa
kahit huli, it's okay. Yeah. Kaysa hindi dumating.
See, we're just concerned that the mails doesn't come to the to the recipients. So,
yeah.
I had a bad experience on that, so, ayun.
Especially me. Lalo na ako. Anyway, let's not dwell on the bad things today. Oh. It's a new year.
Oh.
We are now in 2006. Ano kayang in store for us in year 2006?
I think I see on my crystal ball very, very bright new year.
Wow, mamumula.
Yeah.
Really? Wow. That's good.
Nakikita ko siya mahiwagang CD. I can see my reflection.
Okay. So, bolang bilog.
Sa bolang bilog.
Mm-mm.
So, but I think that...
So, what can you see?
Oh, I can see? I can see that in the entertainment industry na somebody hindi pa siya kilala will release a CD sa para sa Philippine market. And hopefully...
Paano mo na kilala, hindi pa nga kilala? Ikaw ba yun?
Ako?
Are you going into show business? Maglo-launch ka na ba ng album mo this year? Wow, that's something to look forward to.
Yes, gusto niyo ng sample?
Yay!
I'm not a singer. Hindi pa ako isang mang-aawit.
Nangangawit lang.
Nangangawit lang.
Well, that's a start. Well, I hope all our wishes for the year 2006 will come true.
Yes.
And all our resolutions will be able to abide to it. Yan. Ano bang year's resolution mo, Jan?
Well, itong year's resolution ko eh. It's kinda technical in nature.
Kasi, again, pati pa naman ang year's resolution mo, technical, napaka-technical person mo talaga.
Talagang ganun eh. Anyway, I'm also writing for a newspaper and yun, most of my articles are Mac-related eh. Kaya,
okay, so what's your technical year's resolution?
I figured out that I'm gonna make a switch. I'm switching to the Macintosh.
Switch to what?
I'm switching to the Macintosh
oh,
platform.
Oh, so that's your year's resolution.
Yes.
Okay.
Hindi naman ako sawa. Sawa. Nagsasawa.
Sawa is an animal.
It's an animal. I'm so sorry. Pardon me for my Tagalog. Sensya na po.
Yeah, Tagalog.
Amboy po ako eh. So, sensya na.
Hindi ka pa nagsasawa naman
nagsasawa.
Sa
IT.
Nagsasawa.
Nagsasawa.
Sawa.
Nagsasawa.
Yeah.
Ayun. So sorry that when we say sawa, sour po yun dito eh, but we call it sawa. Sour, yun. Sour maasim. Anyway.
So why are you doing the switch this 2006?
Because under the switch, because you've heard about the news that ang Apple po ay mag-switch na rin. So they switched from PowerPC CPU to the Intel platform. So technically, you can run Windows in it. Kaya it is the good time to make the switch. Yun.
Okay.
Kaya I urge everybody.
So that's the only new solution that you have.
Siguro, I need to add one more inch.
One more inch to what?
One more inch to my waistline.
I see. I thought you're going to add up something. An inch to something. Okay.
No.
I thought you got complaints recently.
No, I didn't have any complaints recently.
Not for a long time. Anyway, I think you really have to gain weight.
Okay. Kaya that's why we had to add one more
para
inch to the waistline.
Para madami kang girls this year.
Ganun. No. I think I'll be so busy with my career. I think.
Wow, so this is a career-oriented year for you.
Kasi,
it's good.
Well, according to the signs, according to the omens. Yun. Pero, basta. I'll just do what I do and bahala na. Pero, yung bahala na, mayroong plan.
Okay. May so, plan na.
May plan.
Parang ano, contrasting ideas.
Yes. So, what's your New Year's resolution po?
My New Year's resolution, same as last year. Ano ba? I think I'll try to be more focused this year on things that I want to do. Yun lang. More focused. And, oh, there's a call. Is that a phone in question?
Sorry, we cannot answer that call because it's not hooked into our mixer.
It's correct. I see. Okay.
Yeah, that's actually a client needing technical support.
You should answer that first.
Later na lang po. Kasi we're on the air.
Tapos na? Ah, okay. You should have turned your devices into mute.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I thought...
Pinagalitan.
I thought we're on... Let's see. Ano bang gagawin dito? I'm gonna put it on flight mode. Ayan.
Okay.
Nasa flight mode na tayo. So, it means that yung cellphone is off. Walang reception. It's not able to receive and send. Kaya yun, babala lang po sa mga pasahero ng aeroplano, please be kind to turn off your cellphone.
So, we're talking about our nearest resolution. I think we ought to talk about the what's supposed to be the nearest resolution of President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo.
Nearest resolution ni GMA? Sabi niya.
Ano kaya magandang year's resolution niya?
Well, I was reading it on paper, electronic paper. So, technically sa internet, in Quiero Edition. She is going
okay,
to make corrections.
What is her resolution?
She wants to be less taray daw.
B-A-R? Pardon?
She will be less taray daw.
Oh, wow, that's an overhauling.
Yeah, she's been doing that New Year's resolution for a long time. And hanggang ngayon, di pa niya raw na kokorek yung flaw ng katarayan niya.
Well, that's a personality problem that will be hard to change.
I see. Well, ano pa kayang New Year's resolution na isasuggest natin kay GMA? TGMA pala.
I think she should start doing things in micro level. Macro level pala. Kasi very micro, micromanagement. Kaya siya napapahamak most of the time eh. She wants to do the things, all the work
by herself.
On her own. By herself. Kaya ayun, nahihirapan siya. I think she should learn how to trust people. Ayan.
I see.
And she should also have a good bunch of cabinet members. I've heard na magre-revamp sila at the start of the year.
Is that good?
I don't think it would really matter right now. Kasi if she would reshuffle only, wala rin mangyayari because the same persons are sitting in the government. siguro I think it's about time for her to stop other people from siguro the private sector to help the government out.
Okay. I think that would be best kung i-involve nila ang private sector sa government.
Yeah, I think so. What is your zodiac sign? Let's see what is in store for you for the year 2006. You're May, di ba? May ka. So, Taurus. So, according to this, Taurus, this year, during the early part of this year, say from January to March, you may be bitten by the trouble bug. Wow! You're going to travel a lot.
Ganon.
This isn't customary for you, and you don't often have an irrepressible urge to leave everyone and everything you love. Okay, once you've got the fever though, chances are good you won't want to settle for anything less than a major tour. Wow! Featuring every spot you've always wanted to visit. Saan mo ba gusto magpunta?
Sa Europa.
Where? I want to go there too.
Okay.
Sa Florence.
Uunahin ko muna ang France.
Okay.
Because I need to go to the Louvre.
Ah, I see. Oh, wait. Ito pa yung mga ano mo. So, this is your moment to pack lightly.
Ano? Pack lightly?
Is that possible? Is that possible for Mr. John Elvico? I don't think so. And go shopping for experiences rather than objects. Ah, that's a good advice. You shop for experiences rather than objects. Okay, so if you're attached, you'll take your partner along for the adventure. Wait, attached ka ba?
Attached.
And that's just because you have lots more fun with your beloved by your side. You'll also want to travel as a pair because you're big on seeing the results of your investments. And that goes double for the investment of your time. This will be another experience to add to the collection you two have already amassed. And it stands to bring you even closer. Wow, mag-travel ka with a loved one! If you're single, don't be surprised if you meet someone on the road who has a wonderful accent. Do I have a wonderful accent? In fact, this
well.
Someone may not be averse to the idea of a long-distance move or of taking in a roommate from a far-off place. Either way, between the movements of the planets and the influence of eclipses in mid-March and late September, you're likely to be a lot more focused on romance than you have been in quite some time. Wow!
Wow!
For your career matters will also move along quite well for you during the early part of the year.
Wow.
Most likely due to the influence, support, or advice of a female authority figure or elder. Could it be Twin Flames? In fact, regardless of the areas of your life that need sorting out, this holds true. Trust the loving, experienced people all around you. They won't lead you astray. Wow. The last months of the year will arrive with some big changes for you, most likely involving the improvement of joint finances and new developments in your intimate partnerships. If you're feeling optimistic around New Year's Eve, it's not by accident. This role you're on won't be going anywhere for quite some time. Start 2006 in style with a personal... Yun na, okay na.
Ano? Personal...
Eh, that is your heart score. Hola. Yun. Okay? That's your horoscope for 2006. Yung mga Taurus po, yun po yung magiging horoscope ninyo. So you'll be seeing a lot of traveling this year. You're going to do it with a a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Ayos yun.
Hmm. Ayos. Me, I'll try to look at my horoscope. I'm Cancer. So for all the Cancer people out there who's listening, this will be our horoscope for this year. While Jana Biko is just listening on the other side of the world. Ano ka ba? Why are you not talking?
Nakikinig po ako.
Huh? Ganon? You're part of the program. Why are you just listening
Mingin,
there?
Mingin, come. Come.
Well, we have a studio guest.
Hi.
There's come. Our studio guest.
Come on.
Hi, say good afternoon or good evening.
Oh.
Where's our student guest?
Our student guest just left. I'm so sorry. She was just inviting me for dinner.
Hello? Are you still there?
Wala. Mayroon pang pero... Yun.
Parang boring na?
Parang boring na po.
Okay. According to this one that I've researched naman, it will be relationships to Cancer. That will be the focus during the first half of 2006. And then, if you're single, prepare to be approached by someone you've been seeing on an extremely casual basis. Someone who's ready to commit and who hopes you're willing to do the same. If you're not quite ready, though, don't allow yourself to be forced, manipulated, or talked into. If you're attached, expect to be proud of your choice and to end up even closer to your partner by the time summer rolls around. This is what's interesting here. By early summer, if someone from out of town comes to you with an offer, and this someone happens to be quite interesting, exotic, and influential, think hard before you automatically refuse it. This could be the one you've been waiting for.
Wow. That's very interesting.
Yeah. Very interesting. During the first 3 weeks of November, an old flame will reappear in your life, most likely asking for another shot. If you think you two really can come up with new solutions to those old problems and you're interested, go for it. If not, bow out gracefully and see if you can simply remain friends. Throughout 2006, you need to keep an extra careful eye on your finances. Overspending will come easily to you, but if you give in to temptation, you'll have a plenty of time to regret it. Especially if you overextend via plastic.
Wow.
I should stop using my credit card then. In addition, to keeping track of what you need to pay back and when you should also put a bit of cash aside. You may need it for professional reasons around the end of March or the beginning of April. Yes, that will be true. You should also keep an eye out for the possibility of turning a hobby into a part-time source of income. At least part-time. The universe may be trying to nudge you into a whole new profession. Whoa. And this could be just the beginning. Yeah.
Wow.
Above all else, and in all departments, trust your instinct. After all, when has it ever let you down? That's it.
Wow.
So we'll be traveling and I will be having a nice year for romance. That's interesting. Are you coming over this here in the Philippines this year?
According to my timetable, I'm set to travel to the Orient. From north to south, on the Pearl of the Orient Seas. Otherwise known as the Philippines. Miracle?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
I was just testing my microphone ulit. Where
were
we?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, po. I can hear you.
Oh, well, I think it's delayed.
Delayed? 1, 2.
3, 4.
5, 6.
It's a bit delayed.
A little bit delayed.
Mm-hmm.
Na yata
delayed. 1, 2.
3, 4.
And it's better na.
Better, okay. So I'm gonna do a lot of traveling.
Yeah, so you'll be doing a lot of traveling, and I think I'll be staying here pa rin because nothing was mentioned about traveling in my horoscope.
Your horoscope.
Yeah, but I'll be expecting something, someone who'll be giving me an interesting offer. And what could that offer be? Career kaya yun?
Maybe a business venture
offer. Mm-mm.
Siguro. Or maybe I think ito na kaya yung offer. Siguro yung traveler na yon needs a travel companion.
Yay! I hope so. So I could travel too.
Oops. It's almost 3 p.m. and Miracle needs to go because the bank is almost closing. So she'll be back soon. She'll be back on our next podcast, hopefully. And in 2006, we promised you to bring more mix of programming and more guests. And anything that you need to request, we will try to fulfill it for you. And maraming pong salamat. And sana ang bagong taon nating lahat ay masagana, masaya, at lalong-lala na po sa ating mga leaders who needs their New Year's resolutions met in order to serve our country, ang ating bayang Pilipinas, at lalong-lala na po kay Pangulong Gloria Macapagal Arroyo. We wish you the best in 2006 in governing our country, and we wish you all the best and good luck and good health, and God bless you. And furthermore, this program is brought to you by the Filipino Summit, www.filipinosummit.com, and also this program is brought to you by MLM Learning Center. So we will be back again on our next podcast, and have a happy and prosperous new year this 2006. Aloha!
Step if you can dream, and that's us.